All right, let me jump on over here and kick off the show with my Right Side Way monologue. And I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. They are open 7 days a week at all locations. They will see all ages at all locations. And oh yeah, they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. All right, listen, here's the thing. Yesterday I watched one of those, well, bless their hearts moments as the campus protest groups, you know, once again came to the microphone to air their grievances. One of those groups in particular just really stood out as a bless their heart. I mean, it was worse than usual. It was a follow-up to the pitiful press conference the student activists had at Princeton last week when the young spokeswoman told the whole world with a straight face that after a mere 4 days on a hunger strike, she was shaking and said, "We are all cold and hot at the same time. We're becoming immunocompromised after 4 days." And then complaining, by the way, the school wouldn't listen to their demands. But they expressed their solidarity with Hamas. They banged on their drums. They vowed to starve themselves if the university didn't cave in to their demands to divest from Israel. Well, they came back to the microphone yesterday and in pitiful tones announced they were ending the hunger strike after just 10 days because they were really hungry, because nobody was listening. And again, they were, like, really hungry. So bless their hearts. And I have to wonder, I mean, did they really believe the university was going to rush in and coddle them and bring snack cakes and juice boxes and divest from Israel all at the same time? It was a tantrum is what it was. It was a tantrum, and it didn't work. So Charlene and I, our kids are married now. We have two great, amazing grandkids. And yes, they are awesome. Somehow or another, there is always a moment when we are together when we wind up telling a story about things that happened when our grandkids' daddy or their aunt was little. Sometimes, even without grandkids being present, we still laugh about things from back in the day because of the memories they set. Like when my daughter was little, I'd be driving her to one of her weekend soccer games and I'd get her all motivated to play hard. I'd yell, say, "Show me your war face." At which point this little girl would scrunch up her face and we'd both yell, "Ah!" So when she got married, right before I walked her down the aisle, I looked over at her and I yelled, "Show me your war face!" And she knew exactly what I was doing and we did it like it was yesterday. Kids are funny. I don't know about y'all, but as the years have gone on, we've adopted any number of words in our house that aren't the normal way of saying things. You know what I'm saying? Kids come up with new words. When my daughter was young, somehow she started calling biscuits spigots. So spigots. For years, our family ate spigots for breakfast, and we just did. My son, he took to calling French fries BBs. We don't know why. We all liked it, though. So for years thereafter, our meals had burgers and BBs. But one of our favorites, though, that we still laugh about, when my son was roughly three, he was sitting in his car seat, and he and my wife were driving through Georgia. My son, 3 years old, looked out the window and said, "Mommy, where are we?" And she replied, "We're in a city called Noonan." And he thought about it for a minute, and he said, in the way that only a three-year-old can, he said, "I don't like that name. I'm going to call it Fred." Sorry. Sorry, Noonan. You are now known to the Williams family as Fred, Georgia. I mean, this is all fun, though. There was never a time when it was mandated. No other households that I'm aware of ever had to eat spigots or BBs or drive through Fred, Georgia. It was child's play. It was precious. But we all know that in the end, there's no means by which a child can change things like that. No way to change the English language simply because they say so. It's somewhat of a cultural rule, a norm, sometimes a matter of law that just because someone says they don't want it that way doesn't make it so. If we had gone to each one of our neighbors and told them that it didn't matter what their map said, or what the annotated code of Georgia says, or what the city council of Noonan said, they all had to comply with the fact that it was now called Fred, Georgia, because our child said so, well, that would have worked about as well as a screen door in a submarine. People would have questioned our sanity. They would have wondered, why would we cow down to the sweet yet infantile notions of our youngest family members? You see, maturity says that the revised versions of words were to be seen as such, and then our kids grew out of them as time went on by. Isn't it amazing, though, how some people are of the mind that allowing kids to have what they want because they throw a tantrum is a good idea? I mean, how often have we seen a child in Walmart or at the restaurant or the park, or when they threw a fit, the parent just relented, you know, just to keep the peace? But it never ends there. Because parents cave into the tantrums get bigger and more frequent. When the child realizes that stomping their feet and yelling at the top of their little lungs yields the result they want, then all they do is stomp and yell all the more. The little things become big things. The bad things become worse things. When that kind of weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth produces the results they want, then the behavior just continues to follow. Liberals, though, have apparently forgotten this. So often these days we are being told that because they say so, somehow it makes it so. Well, it's not so. Relabeling common things in order to fit a personal narrative and then demanding adherence to that narrative simply because they say so is juvenile at best. It is disingenuous. It is the poor man's attempt to make the world bend to a childlike tantrum. Like Greta Thunberg croaking, "How dare you!" to the whole world because she wanted to skip school and become a climate activist. It has no meaning to the majority of adult-minded citizens, and it shouldn't. Dylan Mulvaney skipping down the hall like Shirley Temple while celebrating his so-called 365 days of girlhood. It's farcical. It bears no semblance to reality. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claiming the border is secure while millions pour over it. That's nothing but revisionist. And you can watch what's happening on these campuses where they claim that if they have a hunger strike that everybody will listen to us and they will divest from Israel. And then they get hungry 10 days later and they can't figure out why somebody didn't bring them a snack. The question that I have is, why is there such a pervasive effort to either A, believe that these and many other liberal notions are true, or B, simply not care enough to point out that they are not? At what point did adult society somehow cede control to non-adults, figuratively speaking? How do we allow for anything that is said to be, you know, simply be truth, or that anything demanded must then be provided? It appears that the left has given itself over to tantrums, revisions, childish notions, and they don't seem to know how to pull out. It reminds me of the original Willy Wonka movie and the spoiled character, Veruca Salt. She yelled, "I want the world. I want the whole world. I want to lock it up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now." But just as in Willy Wonka, all the other members of the cast, they could see right through Veruca's tantrums, and they were glad when she was gone. Well, the day is fast coming, I think, when good people will have had enough of being told to refer to boys as girls or watching boys beat up on girls in girls' sports. Enough with the changing of our language as pronouns become weapons and we are told to refer to singular people as they, them. Soon enough, I believe there will be a comeuppance for those who tell us that we can't have a gas stove, or that our cars must be charged on electrical grids, or that compliance is expected, not asked, but expected, on things like allowing boys to compete against girls in sports simply because of their so-called gender identity, their own perceptions. Time's running out for those who blithely believe that no one will question their need to sexualize children by having explicit reading material in elementary classrooms, or that drag queens can straddle a middle schooler during a big family fun event. It's all fun and games. Why not? Parents are out of patience with their children being told they have privilege or they are oppressed in their systemically racist country. Shareholders are seeing what happens to their 401ks and bank accounts when environmental green compliance means more than profits. And yes, there is a huge segment of America that is pretty fed up with petty student activists taking over college campuses and wreaking havoc and causing damage, and then making demands as if their tantrum somehow gives them the right to demand anything. All said and done, just saying something is so does not make it so. A tantrum by a liberal activist does not merit a change in our behavior. We've had it. Had it. We're tired of being told that when liberals demand something in the name of their agenda that we must get on board. Well, here's an idea. How about no? Liberal tantrums don't make for good public policy. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I'm serious. When I look at some of what we're seeing right now, I can just declare it's a tantrum. And nobody can argue with that because there it is. You're watching them stamp their feet and make demands. And it's just like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka. She wants it and she wants it now. And if he doesn't get it, she'll stamp her feet, yell even louder because no one told her to stop. Time to tell him to stop. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.